Danny Wallace. Radio
X. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to your important broadcast podcast. How are you? How have you been? Everything all right at home? How's the family? Do you? I can't remember if you've got any pets. You got a pet? What did you have for tea last night? Just involving you, making you feel part of the conversation.
That's great.
A podcast can't just be. It's like a bit like therapy, isn't it? You want to feel involved, though, don't you?
Yeah, that was a really nice way to start, actually.
Yeah.
Although technically, if we're looking at data, drop off trends means that you should get stuck in quickly.
Data. Mm.
Yeah. so really, this preamble is actually, if anything, deterring listeners from completing the whole episode.
I feel it was too warm.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely lack a sense of star power.
If I'm too warm.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you're too affable.
Let me try it again.
Yeah, try again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your important broadcast podcast. Have you locked all the doors? Is that... That's not gas, is it? Oh, you forgot to do that thing.
Oh, that's horrible.
So good. Now it's balanced out karma wise. I lull them in, then I put them on edge, which is what I intend to do and always do, even in just personal conversation.
Yeah. But remember, you need to get stuck into the meat of it now, mate.
Yeah, okay, here it goes. On today's Important Broadcast podcast, we'll play a new diet version of Dinner Winners. We'll have Ferdy's Film Club, of course, with another Oscars contender, given the Ferdinando treatment. That sounded like a good thing to say.
Yeah, you said that as if it was going to have some kind of rhythm to it.
Yeah.
It didn't.
And a new thing called Odds and Sods, where things that occur to me that I might jot down during the important broadcast that I don't take to air can be exercised from me.
Mm. And we've also got a clip chosen by who?
Pumpernickel Swanley of Great Yarmouth. Radio X.
All right, Dan. What are you up to?
I'm just making some notes, Steve. I'm just trying to get a little extra work doing the sidebar on a website. You know those things. Check it out. I'll do one now. I noticed Steve Ferdinando is showing off his pert derriere.
What? I'm just wearing shorts.
No. You're putting on a leggy display.
I'm a bit worried my t-shirt is too tight.
Oh, Steve Ferdinando's flaunting his curves.
My curves?
Steve Ferdinando's putting on a busty display. Hey, how old are you now?
28.
Oh, Steve Ferdinando's all grown up.
I actually don't mind being objectified, so this is fine.
Steve Ferdinando adds a new word to his ample assets.
What website is this for anyway?
Halfords.
Yeah, good luck, mate. Radio
X. Danny Wallace.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your important broadcast, home of Dinner Winner, Ferdy's Film Club, Tell Me Something I Don't Know, Small Talk Texter, and the new feature this week, Wheater Minutes, where we see how much wheat we can eat in just 60 seconds. Let's do it. Radio X. That's to be confirmed.
Yeah.
That's to be confirmed, Steve. It may not happen.
I wonder why you had so much wheat with you.
Get into the music, Steve Ferdinando.
Get into the music, Danny Wallace.
And get into the music, Joe Attiwell.
Get into the music, mate.
28-year-old Joe Attiwell.
No, 27.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were 28.
Oh, what's happened? Have you forgotten how old I am?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
So you, that's right. Cause
it
last
happens,
week you
doesn't
put,
it?
Yes, it does. I forgot how old you are. What a week. What a week it's been. Just in the news. I'm going through the newspapers now, just seeing what could possibly be talked about on today's important broadcast to arm you for the week. But I arrived to exciting news, which is that Steve's had an exciting week because he told me, excitedly, like a puppy with huge eyes, but a talking puppy, he said, I made some new friends.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Got some new friends,
So who are these people and how did you do it?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because normally as you get older, you lose friends.
You have fewer friends, yes.
Yeah, because you know that sleeping and saving money is better than seeing old people you didn't really like from uni.
Well, you hone down your friend base, don't you? Yeah, but you, on the other hand, you're just expanding like a sponge.
I'm expanding like a sponge. My friend Simon really is into climbing, you know, wall climbing and stuff.
Yeah.
And so a couple of weeks ago, he invited me down to come climb with him.
Invited me down to go climb with him. Yeah. So he went climbing with Simon.
Yeah, and anyway, he's moved to America now, but his friends
did it go badly?
Yeah, he had to get out of the country.
So you spent like an hour with him, And now, rather than ghosting you, he's like, no, I've moved to America. So yeah. Simon's gone, but he's left some
But the people I met
friends.
There, yeah. I'm now in a WhatsApp group with them. We go climbing stuff. It's great, yeah.
You've got climbing buddies?
Yeah, me, Oliver, Sophie, George. We just hang out, man.
Wow.
Sure, we get a little pint afterwards.
Cheeky.
I know.
I read an article this week about a group. There's a website you can go to. I think it's called, like, rentafriend.com or something. And you can rent people all over the country. For something like a tenner an hour, who will just be your friend for an hour.
Oh, that's incredibly sad.
Well, I think it's lovely. And I almost did this, right? Not for myself, but I was just going to let Steve turn up to the studio today. And there was just going to be like a man sitting in the corner. And then I would slowly reveal that actually that man I'd paid for 6 or 7 hours of his time to be your friend, Steve. And then I would have just sent you off with him, and so I've booked him till 7. Off you go, and then just sort of see what would happen with you in this complete. And I would have picked a good one.
You know what? That sounds lovely.
I mean, maybe it's something we'll do.
Sometimes I am at a loose end after this show. You know, yeah, Sunday's a long day.
But it'd be nice, and you know, it, the ball would be in your court. But then the pressure would be on you because you would feel that now that I've paid for this man, you would have to be entertaining. And do interesting things with him.
Surely it'd be his responsibility to entertain me.
Oh, no, it's not. Very specifically in the contract that.
So activity. Am I the friend being hired?
No, he would be the friend.
Well, let's do it both ways. I'll give it. I need to make a few extra quid.
All right. Well, maybe next week or the week after or something, Joe.
Yeah. How much do they cost?
I think it's about 10 an hour.
We can save up, can't we?
We can save up, and we'll get you a pal, a high pressure pal. And I'm going to choose the worst one. I'm not going to do that at all, just in case I do get in touch. I don't want to say that. Let's get some music to get into. Here's Jade Bird. I Get No Joy. Dinner winners soon.
This is Radio X.
Danny Wallace.
You're already getting in touch on 83936. Thank you very, very much indeed. Danny, please, says Anonymous, rent an enemy is the way forward. That's not bad as well. I could rent Steve an enemy.
Oh, no.
So maybe I'll rent the friend, but I will poison his mind with lies about you and just sort of give him misgivings.
Maybe we should rent me a friend and rent me an enemy and
cancel
see
each other out.
Yes, we'll see if my rented friend would defend me with the rented enemy.
I'll make one of them dress as an angel and one of them dress as a devil and follow you around giving you good and bad advice.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could do that on my own, to be honest.
That's true. Paul in Chorley, he's also been in touch. Hi, Danny. I'm sat listening to you with my 5-year-old son who's celiac. The Wheat a Minute feature will not be popular with people like him who have a gluten intolerance. Why not go the whole hog, Paul adds, and do a section called Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread, where you just have to consume any allergy-related food. Or our dairy bread, he's written. That's even cleverer.
That's clever, yeah.
All right, fine, Paul. We'll just ditch the feature. It's ditched.
Fine.
Drop the bed. It's ditched.
Yeah.
Done. Gone.
Gone.
So what do we do? Now that listeners seem to be able to just cancel out our content, you know, on a whim, Joe, where does that leave us?
You might have to consider, because of course we'll be playing Dinner Winner shortly. Anything in Dinner Winners that anyone could potentially be allergic to?
Well, I don't know. And we've only got a few minutes before we play Dinner Winner.
Well,
and
you now can't lie.
Paul in Chorley has chucked this little food-based spanner in the oven of my thoughts.
Go on. Yeah.
I got there. We'll play Dinner Winner, but we'll do it in a very sensitive way after this.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Somebody else has reviewed our podcast, Stephen.
Oh, lovely.
It's a lovely activity that makes you, the listener, feel better about yourself because you're not just taking, and racked with guilt going, why do these guys get up, deliver a quality broadcast for me, you know, a civilian on the take? Well, there's one thing you can do to make things better, which is pump out a podcast review.
Oh, yeah. No.
Something positive, perhaps wry, perhaps a little knowing, but humorous. That will make us chuckle or maybe even think. And that's what Frey Stewart has done. And it's 5-star. You have to click the 5 stars because that unlocks the podcast capability review, etc. Who says, my friend who recommended this podcast had his review read on episode 30. And while I can only thank him for recommending the podcast, which has expanded my life, I would also like to get a review read out to annoy him, especially as I cannot compete with his excellent missive and would simply get in on his coattails. So please make my day and ruin his. He's always loving your work, says Frey Stewart. Well, we've done that now, haven't we? We've completely obliterated the memory that all the listeners have of that review from episode 30 and replaced it with Frey Stewart's excellent wordsmithery.
Excellent, excellent work, Frey. I mean, you are a reviewing natural.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of taking up work as a critic?
You really could, you know, perhaps write to the New York Times and say, you know, I'm available for work. I could be a theatre critic.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy to be a theatre critic.
Go on.
Yeah, it's just easy, isn't it? You just say whether or not they remembered all their lines. You know, if they did, 5 stars.
Is that what you do? Yeah. Just go, no one forgot their line. I was reading along in the front row.
No one forgot lines. Everyone sang properly. 5 stars.
Boom.
I am comfortable with the idea that what we do at the Unpop Broadcast...
Joe Attenwell, star of The Levelling. Go on.
Thanks. It fits more into the idea and genre of theatre than anything else.
It's... Of course it does. Mm. Because we're providing a raw human experience.
Mm.
And it's different every night.
And it's different all the time.
And it's truth.
It's truth spoken to power.
And we are all acting in a way.
Aren't we? We go through life acting, don't we, in many ways.
Yeah. Have you seen any good plays recently?
I haven't. No, I hate plays.
Radio X.
X.
Danny Wallace.
Someone's just tweeted us. I think I'm not sure who it was. It's Tony. He's on his way to work and he says he's not late at all. Sounds like he might be late, isn't it? If he's saying that, going to all the effort of saying he's not late. Does sound like he's hinting that he is. And he's listening live on the app for the first time. He usually listens to the podcast, but he listens to it on twice speed.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that, yeah.
He says so that he can absorb my lessons quicker, which I like.
You can do that with audiobooks as well, yeah.
Can you indeed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In fact, the only way I listen to your audiobooks is on triple speed.
Well, you've got to get through it.
Got to get through them.
You've got to get through it. Let's play Dinner Winner. And it's, I guess we should rebrand it Diet Dinner Winner now. Because we're sort of shorting it. We're going from Monday to Friday to get through the core essence of the week.
Yeah, I think, doing it Monday to Friday, I think we get the message,
exactly.
Don't we?
It's a new slimmed down, fitter version of Dinner Winner. Basically, I pitch my dinners against Steve's dinners, and Joe decides who had the best dinner, depending on whatever arbitrary rules you decide to cast this week.
Some people suggest that it's changeable. It's absolutely not. They're very stringent rules.
It's not a movable feast. Let's do it then. Let's start with...
Monday.
Well, Monday. Well, knowing it's meat-free Monday in the Ferdinando household, well, I went the other way. Hence my rep as a shock jock. So it was Aberdeen Angus fillet steak, chunky chips, creamed spinach to the side, a sharp English mustard imported from Norfolk. Sauce? No, it doesn't need it. You don't have to have a sauce with everything. It's not the 1980s and you're not running a bad restaurant in a small East Midlands town. Let the steak speak for itself. Though if it does start speaking for itself, you may have undercooked it.
Well, I had a boozy Sunday last Sunday. Oof. And I spent most of Monday slouching in my chair at work and battling the kind of existential dread that can only be brought on by drinking 8 margaritas in a Soho speakeasy.
Oof.
Why did I do that? I don't know. There was all the kinds of questions that too much booze and not enough sleep give you. So Monday night, it was time to correct myself, and I had a homemade veggie curry because, as we know, it's meat-free Monday in the Fernando house. Lots of spice, sweet potato, greens, yes, lots of them. Peppers, garlic, onions, and our good friend, turmeric. That's right, baby.
Oh, he's back, is he?
I missed you, baby.
Yeah. So a bunch of vegetables that he's sprinkled some turmeric on.
Well,
a lovely
homemade
steak.
Ooh. Veggie curry. Ooh.
Spinach.
It does sound lovely and fresh, and I get that it's what you needed and you were listening to your body. That's great. But I do like the idea of letting a steak speak for itself. I'm not a big fan of any sauces or nonsense.
Good.
So,
good, honest,
Monday
simple food.
Monday steak, the decadence.
Well, there you go. Danny, you take the points. Let's move on to...
Tuesday.
Guys, let's go to Morocco. Because despite what I said just before about Monday, sometimes a sauce is the perfect pick-me-up. And boy, did I find a great sauce. So let's add Moroccan spiced meatballs, some coriander. Let's get a specially developed Ainsley Harriet-branded couscous. It's Moroccan too. I'm about to capture the spirit of Morocco in meatballs alone. Let's cook, simmer, sauce, pop it on the couscous, and... My God, this is absolutely horrible. I've gone too Moroccan. I've gone overboard and I've created a dish so rich in spice and sauce as to be rendered inedible. Joe, I would have been laughed out of Casablanca. So from now on, I'm source-free. I will no longer reveal my sources.
Well, I felt much better on Tuesday, and when I feel good and positive, I do what I always do, and that's spend the day distracting my colleagues with, you know, observations and pathetic claws for attention. And Joe, you've been in all week, you can vouch for that.
I can vouch for that.
I heard you're quite needy this week, yeah.
Yeah. So, as I was sat there at my desk, I bellowed across to my line manager and desk sharer, Martin. Martin, what shall I have for dinner tonight? To which he happily replied, I don't care, nobody cares. Shut up, just shut up. Make some chicken or something, shut up.
Oh, Martin.
So it was paprika chickens for me, served with sour cream and rice, and recommended to me by my boss.
Wow, good idea.
There are very few dishes that I don't welcome the addition of sour cream on. Mm. So paprika chicken, Steve, you're taking the points
well
there
done.
As
well
we
done.
Move
Thanks.
On to, congratulations to everyone, Wednesday.
Chicken and chips, so good for the pupils, so easy on the hips. Now that's a song. That's a song I made up about the meal I had, which contains unsound medical and scientific claims. I'm sure anti-vaxxers will adopt it as their chicken-based anthem. Nevertheless, chicken and chips, seasoned, of course, with a Mozambique peri-peri, with a base of crushed chilli peppers and paprika, a bit like Steve's, as well as six or seven other herbs and spices, and accented with just the right amount of citrus, all of which lent the chicken a truly global flavour. But come on, let's add a simple salad with a homemade dressing, bit of mustard, bit of oil, add some balsamic, and boom, you're the vaccine to culinary stupidity.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I went climbing.
Chicken and chips, so good for the pupils, so easy on the hips.
It's a beautiful song. Like I said, I went climbing on Wednesday with my new climbing friends, Sophie, George and Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
Did I mention I've gotten some new friends?
Yes, you did, yeah.
They're great, I love them, they're really great. Talk about climbing and stuff, they're really great. But it doesn't matter.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had a ham and cheese sandwich. Quickly scoffed as I descended into London's underground.
Very nice.
That doesn't sound overly appetising, and chicken and chips, not just because of the song, which I enjoyed immensely. Yeah. I also enjoy the meals, probably my top five meals.
Oh, good to know.
So you're taking the points there. It's 2-1 as we go into Thursday.
Thursday.
Fajitas. Plenty of red peppers, a smattering of yellow pepper, an onion-filled massacre of fried onions. And let's go kidney bean crazy. Let's add the chicken, add the spice, and yes, open up that brand new jar of jalapeno peppers.
Oh.
After that, it's melting cheddar cheese and cooling sour cream. Sour cream. And you've got a Mexican dish that would have Donald Trump kicking down that wall and saying, can I have some more, please, sir? Or senor, whatever you want.
Well, Thursday was Valentine's Day, of course.
Was it?
So I decided to spend it with my good friend Jane, and we did a little bit of holiday planning. And yeah.
Okay. The classic way to celebrate Valentine's.
Well, that's it. Well, we'd already made the plans to do a bit of holiday planning.
Okay.
And then, yeah. So we had.
What'd you have for dinner?
We had three IPAs and a couple of pizzas in a South London pub. Mm. But, you know, spent with my good friend. So just think about that.
That's quite a warm. Quite a warm image, isn't it?
Three IPAs.
Yeah, friends, beers, and pizza on Valentine's night. I think it's probably
fajitas.
Hey, look, I'm a big fan.
Sour cream,
as well, you know.
You said you like sour cream.
Come on, mate.
Please don't hassle the officials. No. Okay, it's 2-2. Double points available. Whoever takes this takes it on Friday.
Friday.
Well, Friday. What could it have been? Well, I get the sense that my normal three little words may be waning in power. After all, even something as tasty and desirable as a Friday night curry might lose some of its appeal if you know that's what you're getting again. Like going on a speed awareness course and realising that for the 500th time you've been paired with Angelina Jolie again. Like, that's great, but every now and again you might want to be paired with Gwyneth Paltrow or the magician David Copperfield. Those things get boring, you need to mix it up. Well, that's the opinion of an idiot. Because you can't get better than a Friday night curry, with a masala dosa starter and a saga loo aside. And mine was a jalfrezi, every bit as spicy as Angelina Jolie. But unlike the celluloid goddess, entirely edible. And in addition, I should just say that speed awareness courses do valuable work that do change the mindset of even the most experienced driver.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to beat that, because I had cheesy chips eaten whilst walking home from the pub alone, whilst drunkenly listening to our very own podcast.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
It's a bit of a dark one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very dark.
Very dark.
Just walking around. Were you listening to it on double speed?
Oh, man.
Just walking very
normal,
quickly.
Normal speed.
Well, a bleak image or, you know, a curry.
there's a couple of reasons why the person that wins Dinner Winner this week wins it. Steve, I really, really like cheesy chips. And Danny, I do like a Friday night curry, but I feel that the metaphor was probably stretched to even beyond what we can accept in Dinner Winner.
Don't go for the... Don't judge me on the metaphor. Judge me on the eat-a-four.
That's not a thing.
Well...
Steve, you take the points. You're this week's dinner winner with that's 4 points to 2.
With cheesy chips.
Him eating cheesy chips in the rain, listening to our podcast. It's like some kind of self-obsessed nit.
It's an unpredictable and exciting game, isn't
it? I even condoned speed awareness courses. Here's blossoms. I don't know why I bother.
This is Radio X. Danny Wallace.
I feel like I must have offended Joe Attiwell somehow. Perhaps getting his age wrong, something like that, because my dinner's had everything. The Friday night curry, that's a banker right there. And I had sour cream on my chicken.
You can't rest on your laurels so much, mate. Don't be bitter about it.
I'm not even bitter. I just think that, well, bitter is as bitter does. I don't know what that means. But it just strikes me that I must have annoyed you in some way.
We are not offended. No, I'm not offended at all. Look. The dinner winner
everyone
and
knows,
its rules.
Everyone knows that cheesy chips in the rain is not better than a Friday night curry.
I think you added it at home with friends.
But you added the rain, yeah.
The rain wasn't there. Don't start playing dirty.
It was a very bleak image anyway.
Fast and loose with the truth.
It might as well have been raining.
It might have been spitting.
Well, we've got more to come on your important broadcast. Hopefully not as controversial. But one thing that has put me on edge is that Joe has told me that at some point he's going to surprise me with something.
Yeah.
And you're giving nothing away.
I didn't say that I would surprise you. I said there would be a surprise.
Well, now I'm even more on edge.
Who knows? I did also say, though, that there will be no live animals in the studio.
Good.
So it's not that.
That's very important. I've got a few stories I want to tell you. We'll play Tell Me Something I Don't Know as well. And what's happening next?
Oh, it's Ferdy's Film Club
Ferdy's
next.
Ferdy's Film Club after this.
Radio X. Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Kings of Leon. Waste a Moment. Here on your Radio X, which you're very welcome to. I hope you're having a very nice day so far. It's about to get better if you're a fan of high culture, art, filmmaking, movie making, if you're from somewhere else, but you say the same thing differently. Mm. And there are many, many highly esteemed organisations within the world of film, the DGA, you know, the Directors Guild of America, the Writers Guild, but there's also the FFC.
Oh, yeah.
The Ferdy's Film Club. And resident culture vulture Steve Ferdinando has been on a mission. It's like one of those trailers you see. Everyone's on a mission all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's too many missions these days.
Too many missions.
You see a shot of a man near a barge, and it'll literally go, "This man's on a mission."
He's on a mission for the closest shave he can get.
Yeah. So you're on a mission, but it's a mission of art. You have been looking at some of the releases around Oscars season.
Yeah.
You've covered so far The Favourite. Mm-hmm. You covered, what was the one you covered last
Roma.
Week? Roma. Roma, of course. Always good to get your spin on things. So this week, what have you chosen?
I've chosen Can You Ever Forgive Me, which stars Melissa McCarthy, Richard E. Grant, released by Fox Searchlight.
Released by Fox Searchlight.
98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, that's a very high
mark.
Sounds very good.
Yeah. Would you like me to go into it?
Please.
Well, I would say Can You Forgive Me is a very good film.
Oh, thanks, Steve. All right, another one next week.
No, Melissa McCarthy's in it. She does some decent acting. Richard E. Grant's in it. He does some good acting too.
He's very great.
I was looking at Richard E. Grant and I was like, I know who he is, but I've never seen him in anything else ever.
You haven't seen With Nell Nye?
I haven't seen
the Spice Girls movie.
Very good.
Yeah, and then the only thing I've ever seen him do is he was in a show for Liberty, the department store, where he was making perfume. And I thought about that then, like I still feel about it now. Why was that ever on the telly?
Sure. Well, he was on a mission, wasn't he?
But the film basically...
To bring perfume to London.
To the masses. So the film basically is about how Melissa McCarthy writes up fake letters from the dead writers and flogs them
to collectors.
Sure, and she's a struggling writer, isn't she? And she's sort of past her prime in that respect, and she realises that she's very good at emulating the voices of famous writers in history. So she starts to write these letters.
Yeah, she sells them on to people who buy them, and then, you know, obviously she gets in a little bit of trouble as the film goes on. Ooh. Now, my main problem with this film was, is that illegal to do that?
Yes, it is.
Is it illegal?
Yes, it is.
If people are buying things off of...
forgeries?
If they're stupid enough to buy that kind of thing, sure. It's up to them. If I sold you that pen there and said, oh, it's Ariana Grande's, and you gave me the money for it, that's your problem.
I suppose you're right, and I suppose that is the crucial flaw in the criminal justice system, your logic.
Well, it got me thinking, right, what other stuff out there is illegal that or not illegal? Do we know? How do we know? So I've come up with a little game that we can play.
Great.
Called Is It Illegal?
Okay.
Is it illegal?
Oh, this is the surprise. Go on, then.
So, welcome to the hit new game show, Is It Illegal? Great. Where we see if contestants can identify what is and isn't illegal. Oh. Today we're joined by Danny from Suffolk. Hi, Danny.
Hello, everybody.
So we know that fraudulently
writing... but yeah, go on.
Oh, whatever, yeah, whatever. We know that fraudulently writing letters on behalf of the dead and selling them for profit is a crime, but are the following things illegal or just a bit naughty?
Okay.
Not cleaning up after your dog, is it illegal?
Oh, clever. You can get fined for it, can't you? I would say it's illegal.
It is illegal!
Hey!
And you can get up to £80 for fines.
Right.
Buying tickets to 18 certificate films and then selling them to under 18s. Is that illegal?
Well, it sounds like it probably is illegal.
The answer is no, it's
what?
Not illegal.
Incorrect.
Movie ratings are a policy of self-regulation imposed by theatres and movie distributors.
Good to know. Make a bit of money on a Saturday.
Sitting in your car outside of a Starbucks and using their Wi-Fi, is it illegal?
No.
It is illegal.
Come off it.
It is computer
fraud. Correct.
Owning a tank, is it illegal?
My friend Ross owns a tank.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not illegal.
No, good. Why would it be illegal?
But you do need to have the cannon deactivated.
Well, of course.
Fake your own death, is that illegal?
Your life, mate. I don't know. It feels like it's some form of fraud. I would say it's probably illegal to fake your own death.
It's not illegal to fake
your
own death.
Correct.
But obviously, if you're doing it for insurance reasons, it probably
is. Absolutely.
And finally, is it illegal to massage figures and inflate facts in order to win a political race or referendum?
It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's legal.
Hey! Thank you very much. What a wonderful new game that was.
It was a nice little game.
And great to see you guys working together as a team.
Yeah, did you like that?
I did.
We
like
didn't
that.
Tell you, did
you
we?
You didn't.
What are we like?
I greatly enjoyed it. So, can you ever forgive me to get back to the film? How many 30s out of 11?
I'm giving it 8 30s out of 11.
8! That's a lot. That's definitely in the lead so far. Beating the favourite, and of course Roma. So we'll see if that same thing happens at the Oscars. I don't think it will. Here's a bit of Gang of Youths. What can I do if the fire goes out here on Radio X? And I've been through the papers. I've got a couple of stories to tell you. And we'll play Tell Me Something I Don't Know as well. In the meantime, sit back, shut up, and get into the music.
Danny Wallace. This is Radio
Gimme Shelter on Radio X. So nice that you gave me that little surprise. You did some extra work and then, you know, did that.
I know.
Imagine if I got really angry. Imagine if I'd flown off the handle.
Well, because you were surprised.
The heck is this? Don't you ever! Just stormed out, ripping out cords.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Wichita.
I'm going to Wichita.
Wichita is such a nice word to say.
It's great, isn't it? Even Jack White slithered it into his most famous song.
He slithered it right in, didn't he?
Glenn Campbell, Wichita lineman.
We all love Wichita.
Joe, we're talking.
What do you imagine Wichita to look like, Joseph?
Quite leafy. I've no idea, but quite
I
leafy.
I see it as dusty.
Do you?
I don't know why.
I've no idea
I
where it is.
I see it as a metropolis.
We're talking, Steve. Well, police were called to a Wichita, Kansas home depot. After it was believed that a man was inside making a bomb threat of all things.
Oh dear.
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
You can't do that. Anyway, he did, apparently. And all the police were called and they turned up. And it was because, a customer said, there's a guy in there making bomb threats. Mm-hmm. And this guy had made the same bomb threat to a few different people. But when they got there, they found the man. And guess where he was?
I don't know.
He was in the toilets of all places.
Oh, well, there we go.
And it wasn't a bomb threat. He just walked into the toilets where there were several other people and said, "You all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow this place up."
Oh, but he wasn't, humor.
Yeah, but he wasn't referring to... he hadn't made any bombs. He had no plans to. This is a good, upstanding citizen merely warning others. he was just like, it's not good here.
That's like something in Seinfeld or something.
Messy, isn't
it? But they all ran out going, "He's going to blow it up." and it was not the first time it's happened. In November, a man in New Orleans was arrested in a Willy's Chicken Shack when he claimed that he was going to blow the bathroom up.
Imagine you coming out of the toilet.
Yeah,
isn't and the police waiting for you. You're like, "No, I know it's bad, but come on."
This guy's name was Arthur Posey, and he faced two charges of communicating false information of planned arson, which is a very specific crime. He's probably the only person I've ever heard of to be charged with that. Anyway, it was all fine. It was just, a bad dinner.
Just a bad dinner.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Unpleasant.
But, you know, I mean, if you're going to use a public toilet, especially in like a takeaway chicken place, which it sounds like this was, I mean, do you really need to be warning people about
coming in?
You can leave that to the imagination.
Yeah. We're talking.
I know.
But thank you for bringing this down and making us see the very real seriousness of the situation.
It's my pleasure.
Danny Wallace. Radio
X. Well, hello. It is Sunday and you're with the important broadcast. Maybe you're at home. Maybe you're still in bed. Maybe you've been up since 4:30 with your natty kid. You could be off to a garden centre. Perhaps a model railway. Yeah. Where else could people be? Let's list all the possible places and activities that all our listeners could possibly be up to.
You could be going to a family lunch.
Perhaps a laundrette.
Going to choose a new carpet.
A butcher's.
Perhaps you're returning a sofa.
Perhaps you're helping your cousin move because they've just gone through a messy divorce.
It could be any and all of these things, but no one thing. The important broadcast is here with you.
Radio X. Danny Wallace.
I've been looking at the newspapers, trying to decide what to tell you from the global goings-on. Now, why is it important that I do this, Steve? Why do you think this is, in many ways, like a public service?
Well, I don't consume any other news unless you've delivered it via this one 5 to 6 minute segment of the show.
And ultimately, that's my aim, that all information will come through me.
It's interesting that Joe still insists on playing the news at the top of the hour.
I find it insulting.
When you know Danny does a news feature literally straight afterwards.
Yeah, it's odd. They work against each other.
The thing with the news is, you know, news as a concept, is there's just so much of it, isn't there?
A lot of news,
there's never too much news. That's what I've always said.
So you see the news that we play out at the top of each hour as being supplemental, as sort of like a support system for me and my news.
A foundation.
Great.
So you hate the LBC newsroom?
Wow.
No.
Why would you say such a thing, Joe?
That's a bold statement.
Don't start inter-office beef.
I'll get you out of this. Well, police in Maryland, in America, are very annoyed at a lady.
Okay.
Gosh. And she's just a lady, a nice lady, and she's a mother. But they are like, "Will you stop doing this, please?" Because she's going out up to strangers constantly and showing them a picture of her son and saying, do you want to have a date with him? And the police are like, "Look, this isn't a criminal investigation, but please, will you stop your third-party propositioning?" That's what they're saying. So she's a lady in her 50s, she wears a multicoloured scarf, and she keeps approaching students. She homes in on students, and then just gets her phone out and saying, "Will you please date him?"
Amazing.
Which is nice. It's probably a bit heavy-handed, isn't it, for a mother to be doing that?
It's a bit, I'd say it's proactive, though.
Would you?
Yeah.
Does beg the question, you know, why isn't Geraldine trying a bit harder with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this something you'd encourage of your own mother?
Yeah, Jerry, if you're listening.
Just get out there.
Yeah, come on. You've got loads of nice pictures of me.
Just approach just women on the street and show them a picture of Steve and pull your finger out.
Yeah, be like, "Look, he's a nice lad.
Yeah.
His hair's probably thinning a bit, but, you know, he's on the radio once a week."
But I think if she was just a bit more proactive, I think we can blame your singledom on Geraldine. Lay that firmly at her door.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
Not only did she raise you and give you much of your personality, so she's got to take the blame for that, but also she's got to be a bit more proactive.
Yeah, yeah. Is that, you know what? I hate my mum.
Hey, you know Gemma Collins? You know Gemma Collins, the lady from...
Gemma Collins is the one who's always getting in scrapes, isn't she?
Scrapes, honestly. She gets into so many scrapes.
It's almost like she does it on purpose.
She's from The Only Way is Essex. And she fell recently while skating on Dancing... is it Dancing on Ice?
Yeah.
I wanted to say Dancing with Ice, but that's Dancing with Wolves, isn't it? Dancing with Ice would be easier. I could do that. Just go to the kitchenette, get a tray of ice cubes and dance about a bit. Not primetime ITV, but it would work. Now, she fell over recently, and it's not because she's rubbish.
Oh, right, okay.
Can I just be clear about that?
Yeah.
It's not because she's unskilled and unable to dance on ice.
Right, okay.
It's actually because of old RAF ghosts.
Okay.
And the ghosts of some old soldiers who used to hang about at the place where the ice rink is now located,
right,
shoved her over.
Well, that clears it up.
Yeah, according to, of course, what it says here, according to the reality star's shaman. So she's got her own shaman.
Wow.
It's quite the entourage.
This story has taken the turn I did not expect it to.
Because we know she in her entourage she's got a mime, she's got a personal fishmonger, but now she's got a shaman as well. And this shaman, she completely worked it out. She just went, look, it was some old RAF soldiers, they pushed you over. You know, that's what happened.
Yeah.
So she was paid by Gemma Collins to go to that place where the old soldiers are pushing over ice dancers, banged a drum, rang a bell, and lit a candle.
Did she really?
Yeah, that's classic shaman moves.
Yeah. Sort that out.
It's so easy to be a shaman. That you just bang a drum, ring a bell, light a candle. Boom, that's $6,000, please. And she also presented what they annoyingly refer to as the GC with a rattle. Filled with crystals,
right.
That she can shake about herself to cleanse her negative energy. So we now know that Gemma Collins uses a rattle.
A rat?
Like a baby's rattle.
But to get away from negative energy.
She sits at home with a baby's rattle, cleansing herself of bad stuff. Anyway, the shaman said, these ghosts were crossing the ice rink. So anyway, I used crystals at the healing point to harmonise the energy. Or... could just learn to skate, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could have
learned to skate a bit better. If you're blaming things on the ghosts of RAF soldiers, if every time you trip up, it's not a bad excuse actually.
Yeah.
If you trip over in town, don't make a mug of yourself. Just blame some invisible soldiers.
Oh, those ghosts again.
Danny Wallace,
Radio X.
Hey, wow, Steve, that looks like a good app you're using there.
Yeah.
What is that app?
Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to be rude. I was just on my...
No, that's okay.
Yeah, it's the Global Player app.
Oh,
it's
right.
I downloaded it from the App Store.
Yeah.
On my phone. It's completely free.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, and within it, it's got the Radio X app, of
sure.
Yeah, it's like, which is great.
Yeah, what can you do with that? I suppose you can listen to tons of podcasts.
Tons.
As well as your favourite Radio X shows, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, of course. And some of the ones I don't even like.
Question. Can you subscribe to the Important Broadcast podcast, just as an example?
Yeah, you can. You can. It will come straight into your phone. It's just there. Easy to
automatically
use.
Downloaded, so you don't even need to think about it again.
No. So every Sunday when it goes live, a few hours after this broadcast concludes, it's just there in your phone.
God, we should talk about this on air.
Yeah.
That's good that was caught.
Well done, guys. I think that meeting that we had about being really natural on air has paid off.
So download, please, the Global Player app. It is very good, and you do get all the Radio X shenanigans on there.
Yeah.
And we record special things, and you can get the podcast. We're going to be doing some extra stuff for the podcast after the show as well.
Oh,
that'll be available in just a few hours' time, including, I'm going to tell you something about a department store, Steve, that's going to blow your tiny mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Now, you all love learning, don't you? That's why you listen to this. You make your notes, you sit in complete silence or in the fetal position. Either is acceptable. And you allow us to educate you with facts, sometimes that we've picked up in the week. Others, we go down to Croydon Public Library, spend a few hours there with the encyclopedias, and then bestow these upon you like a gift from the gods. So let's play Tell Me Something I Don't Know.
Radio X.
Tell me something I don't know.
So around the table we shall go, and upon you two gifts we shall bestow. I don't know where I'm going with that. Never start a poem.
No.
Just never start a poem. That's just the rule. Who should we start with? Joe, why not you?
Why not you?
Give me a good reason why not you.
There's no particularly good reason, unless you
no,
would like to...
please, your first fact.
You're too kind. The loudest natural sound that has ever happened on Earth...
Yes.
...was the eruption of the volcano on Krakatoa on the 27th of August, 1883.
That was the loudest one.
The loudest natural sound on Earth. The sound damaged people's eardrums 40 miles away, right? And people actually heard it clearly over 3,000 miles away.
Come off it. You're having a laugh.
I am not.
3,000 miles certainly sounds like it must have been quite the explosion.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
There you go. 2 points for me.
Nice.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
No, I didn't know that. No.
Steve.
Here's a good one. All crisps go out of date on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a
thing? I did know that.
Yeah, we know that, yeah.
Is that a thing people know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think so. Because it's one of those things that people say.
Oh, well.
There are other snacks that also go out of date on a Saturday, and some crisps do vary, but the fact actually is that the majority of crisps...
And why is it again? It's something to do with licensing or something.
In the manufacturing sites, the production week starts on a Sunday, meaning that the expiry date would be at the end of the week. Which should be the Saturday.
Well, it's very interesting.
Do I get a point for the extra?
No, it's minus two.
Guys, you know, let's say you're a big opera singer.
Okay.
And you're about to go out and you're about to sing your opera. But, you know, all day your throat's been, hurting. Mm. So what have you done to kind of look after your voice?
Maybe drink some turmeric tea.
Sure.
Fisherman's friend.
Perhaps so. Or you might talk in a quieter way, mightn't you?
Mm.
You might whisper.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big mistake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We often try and sort of save our voices by whispering a bit, but scientists have shown that when we whisper, the majority of people actually put more strain on their vocal cords. So don't whisper. Sing. Be free.
I knew that.
Oh, come on now. Well, of course you did, because it's your craft, isn't it?
I'm afraid
Star of the Leveling.
My training... precedes me there.
Well, I gained a point from Steve and I lost a point from Joe. That was a big waste of time for everyone. Joe.
Have you ever been to the moon?
No, not yet.
Let me give you an idea of what it might feel like.
Great.
The surface temperature of the moon...
Ooh, it's chilly, isn't it?
Well, it can vary vastly, much, much wider than the Earth's temperature. So... It can reach, when it's directly in the sun, it can reach 127 degrees Celsius on the moon's surface.
That's hot, isn't it?
Yeah, hotter than boiling.
Come on.
And it can fall, when it's in darkness, as low as minus 173 degrees Celsius.
It doesn't know whether it's coming or going, does it?
It doesn't.
I did not know that, did you?
I didn't know that.
No, well done, Joe. And I mean that. Steve.
Did you know that your partner's flatulence can be good for you?
No.
Right.
Yeah, apparently there's a microbial byproduct within flatulence that can lower chances of heart attacks, strokes, dementia, and cancer. So next time your partner, you know, has a bottom burp, you know, don't tell them they're disgusting. Enjoy it.
That's horrible. I didn't know that. I wish I didn't know that.
I'm going to call him out. I think that's a golden lie. I think that's nonsense.
That's true.
Oh, what?
Is it?
Yeah.
I lose all my points.
Lost
damn it.
Your points. Here's a fact for you concerning Japan.
Ooh.
In Japan, did you know it's considered good luck for a sumo wrestler to make your baby cry?
Oh.
There's actually a competition at a festival called Nakazumo. It goes back 400 years in which sumo wrestlers... They just make babies cry. And apparently the longer the wail, the better for the kid's health and fortune.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
I've got nothing to lose. I may as well call it as a golden lie.
You are terrible at this game.
Oh, no.
It's true, I'm afraid.
I lose my no points.
You lose, there you know, you should have minus zero.
Yep.
Well done, everybody. That's some really good research you've all done, and I'm proud of you.
Radio X. Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
I realise it's been a bit remiss of me this week. We haven't asked for very much input. The input that we have had, we have greatly enjoyed. Thank you for your texts and tweets. But perhaps we need to involve people a bit more. And let's do like a warm down as the show crawls to its inevitable conclusion.
A little bit of a shake.
So let's do a small talk texter. This is where we ask you a question and you respond. Please, you don't have to make it interesting.
No.
There don't have to be any stories involved.
No.
Nothing that begs further questioning. Nothing that, you know, we'll even really remember in 5 or 10 years' time. What we'll do is I'll just ask you something, just like you do when you're out and about, and you respond. So here's the small talk texter. Had your lunch? So 83936, let me know. Have you had your lunch? Here's how it can work. Hey, Steve, all right, mate? You good?
All right, mate.
Yeah. You had your lunch?
Oh, I'm going to pop out in a minute.
Mm.
Yeah, how about you?
No, I haven't. Joe, had your lunch?
Snacked all morning and I probably spoilt it.
Oh, Joe.
There you go. That's how small talk works. 83936, have you had your lunch? And we'll find out in just a few minutes' time.
Danny Wallace.
This is Radio X.
Guys, I've got a new idea for a little bit for the podcast.
Okay.
It could be called Any Other Business, or it could be called Odds and Sods.
I like Odds and Sods.
Odds and Sods, of course you do, because you love swearing and filth. Shall I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Well, during the important broadcast, there's lots of little strands. It's like knitting a lovely jumper, but from lots of different angles. And what happens when you do that?
It gets messy.
I don't know. I started that without knowing where it was going. Anyway, that's a bit like the show. And sometimes there'll be little ideas that occur to me or things I jot down and then I don't say. So this is a way of tidying up all those loose ends in one tight link.
It's so that when the show finishes and you get in your car to go home, you don't have to continue just broadcasting to your empty car to rid yourself of those thoughts that you didn't get out on the radio.
Exactly. So, for example, we talked about Richard E. Grant, star of Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a great autobiography I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
It's called With Nails. And it was given to me by a monk in a monastery in Todmorden. So that's the first one.
Now,
a tweet that someone sent said, that was a very controversial end to dinner winners this week. I sense Russian involvement in that decision. Cheesy chips in the rain versus Friday night curry. It's insane.
Once again, I hasten to add there was no rain.
Well, he says maybe Steve needed it more than Danny. And either way, he was robbed by Jay Attiwell. So that's another one done. What's another one? Oh, yeah. You know, I mentioned Gemma Collins of Dancing on Ice fame. Well, you know where all the ghosts were hanging out, pushing her over?
Mm-hmm.
It was a place called Bovington. Now, I think it might be home to Bovington Tank Museum.
Yes, it is. It is, yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I went there. I was approached by the people who make McLaren supercars at one point a few years ago. And they said, would you like to borrow one and write about it? Now, I'm not a big car nut, but these are quite cool cars. And I said, yeah, I'll borrow one, yeah. But I didn't want it for long because I didn't want it outside my house because it would get keyed. So I said, yeah, I'll borrow it for a bit. And so I took my friend Will on the birthday trip I never gave him when we were 13 because it was impossible.
And he didn't have a driving license then.
And I didn't have a driving license or a supercar.
Mm.
So I picked up Will and I said, guess where we're going? And he was thinking, Monte Carlo, Saint-Tropez. And I said, we are going to Bovington Tank Museum. And so we set off. We stopped, first of all, at Monkey World.
Ooh, well, not the one that you drive around.
No, I'm very careful to park it. Mm. I didn't want those little blighters pulling at the car's window washers, whatever you call them. We went to Monkey World, and as we were driving to Bovington Tank Museum, we stopped with the McLaren supercar Bright Orange in the lovely little town of Shitterton. So that was another thing I wanted to mention. I think that's all the loose ends tied up.
Well, I don't know. I've got one written down.
Yes, please.
And it's just a little note that I've written that says, it's annoying when you go to use a toilet and you lift the toilet seat up, but it falls back down again and
that
you have to hold it. Yeah,
that
so
is annoying.
That was just a little half
great
thought,
lovely
but
thought.
It's just good to leave it in leave it in the show.
No, it's a lovely thought because there'll be a lot of people nodding along with that, going, yes, that is annoying. And James as well just wanted to say, hi guys, I got married 6 months ago. Imagine my surprise when after the speeches, my brand new wife presented us with a video of our great leader wishing us congratulations after I told him in Dundee that I'd proposed to her, thanks to his book, Yes Man. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that lovely?
Lovely little moment, you know, and I was able to do that because the phone was there, ready to go. It's, you know, it's 30 seconds out of my day, guys. Mm. If I can make someone's day.
Yeah.
But do have it ready to record. I'm not standing there while you fumble about in your bag.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
You remember at the start of the show, Steve, I said that an idea I'd had was to rent a friend for you. Because you can do it. There's a website and you can, you know, give them a tenner and they will turn up for an hour and talk politely with you.
Mm.
And I was going to book one maybe for 6 or 7 hours. Like too long.
That's quite long.
You know, where you're both like, okay, you you can go now. Can I go now? Really? Yeah. Well, else I get paid? Yeah. But you would have to, I would make you go to like the park with them or something.
I don't like seeing my actual friends for 6 or 7 hours. So a rented one would be difficult.
Even better. But imagine if you just fell in love, like not actually in love, but you sort of just thought, this is the greatest person ever.
Yeah, I'm up for it, man.
Yeah, but they would still expect to be paid, wouldn't they, every time you met them?
Yeah, at what point do you move away from the payment part?
When do you have the difficult conversation about money?
Well, and they might just be good at their job. So even if you feel like actually a real relationship's been struck up, they'd be like, actually, no, I'm just really good at my job.
Never truly trust them.
Oh, it's really sad.
Well, I think we might do it as a social experiment just to sort of see. I'm going to at some point surprise you with a new friend and then make you hang out with them.
Yeah, I'm quite sensitive as well. So if I open up, then I'll feel a bonding. But maybe it'll be a financial thing. I don't know.
Another idea I had, which I did genuinely write down in my little note thing, was to hire a private detective to follow Steve around for a day and take photos.
I don't think you'd find much out.
Well, you don't know, but hopefully it would all just be very mundane. He might go to that shop on the A12. We just don't know. People know what I'm talking about. Hey, I asked you the following small talk texter. I just went, had your lunch? And you have responded in your droves. So, as we finish the show, let's find out. Well, the very first text we had was written with such haste and speed that they didn't have time to write their name. Anonymous just says, I'm just going to get something from the garden centre, probably like a toasty or something. It's nice, isn't it?
It's lovely. Yeah,
very
lovely.
Nice. Rob, not had his lunch yet. Vicky says, it's more of a brunch, really. Yeah. Sausage, bacon, mushroom and black pudding in a toasted wrap. Well,
Yeah, lovely, Vicky. Nice one.
Lovely. Ben, just had it now, he says. Cam, oh, he only forgot to bring it into work, didn't he? Oh, Cam. Joel from Chester, yep, pancakes. Alan is too hungover to consider the concept of lunch right now. Dickie in Swansea, well, he's having hot dogs in buns with little Joey. That's good. Someone's just grabbed a cheeseburger from Woodall Services. So if you're in or around Woodall Services, why not see if you can spot them? Jez in Exeter had 4 Marmite crumpets for breakfast, so lovely. Not having lunch. Martin in Southend, oh yeah, Bombay bad boy with extra psycho juice.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, but it sums up Southend, doesn't it? Mike in Newcastle, that's a joke. Mike in Newcastle, no, not at lunch yet. I'm eating at my gran's after the gym.
That's so specific.
Thank you for that. Anna in Swanley, just having a few hot cross buns before going out to watch her son play a football match. Paddy is currently pushing trolleys around a Sainsbury's car park, but will be buying a succulent rotisserie chicken from the counter. And just finally, Jason in Ryslip is on his way home, very excited. He's about to have an M&S posh hot dog. Ooh. Someone's doing well. Ooh. Wants the world to know.
Someone's happy with themselves.
Very happy. We'll enjoy that. In Ryslip. We will see you same time next week. Gordon Smart up next for your delectation and delight, and here's a bit of Florence and the Machine. Ship to Wreck. We love you.
Radio X.
X.
Danny Wallace.
I think that might be gas, you know, guys.
Is that? When did you last check the alarm?
Yeah, you should check the alarm.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening to the Important Broadcast podcast. Hope that didn't put you too much on edge. It was fascinating. Getting into the mind again of Steve Ferdinando this week. Being aware of the mind of Joe Attiwell, but that's like a secure vault. Very difficult to get. You can never truly know Joe Attiwell.
No, I mean, like all great thespians.
Go on.
Yeah, like all great thespians, you know, he can portray anything.
He can be anything to anyone.
Apart from himself.
Oh, man. He's inscrutable, isn't he? Very hard to read.
He is hard to read. He's a shifty little guy.
Shifty little guy.
People at work call him Shifty Joe.
Do they? They say it like that?
Yeah, they go, you want a cup of tea? Shifty Joe.
Oh, man.
Up and down like that.
You aware of this, Joe?
No, I had no idea.
No, well, or did you? Because we just can't tell with you. So we'll get into the mind of Joe Attiwell a bit more next week, I think. It'd be good to do. Crack open that noggin.
Yeah, really scoop it out and see what it tastes like.
Yeah, scoop out the brain, give it a little lick.
Give it a shake.
Pop it back in.
Leave it out in the sun. Stick a candle in it.
This is all horrible.
Thoroughly disturbing.
It's not good to get into your mind. I've had enough of it.
Sprinkle it with
glitter. We'll be back same time next week. You choose the time, you choose the place. Until then, I kneel before you and shake your hand while staring you in the eye. And we both know it's weird. Radio X.